Well, they're all sharing what they call those LLMs, with the language learning modules. So even if you say you're using like Copilot, it might be using like Meta's LLM or something, or the GPT LLM or whatever. So there's not only are there engines, but there's the language modules, and they're all sharing them together. So it's just to say you're using ChatGPT might not necessarily be the, you know, the thing, right? We're just saying, you know, these AI or these, I don't even know what we use for the term for these, but yeah, it's kind of, it's all interesting. It is the future. I don't know how much I'll be working into this new world. You know, I've got probably less than 10 years left of my working career, but I'll still play with it once I'm outside of working. You know, I am playing with it outside, you know, I'm trying to write stuff with it or experiment with it. And I do find that it helps me, though. You know, it not only does it help me learn, like if I see the examples, and I go, ah, never thought about doing it that way. So it's like helping me. It's training the human, too.
I don't think it's a replacement. It's definitely another tool in the arsenal. But I do the same thing. I treat it as like a highly sophisticated search engine. Because I already generally have no idea what the hell it is. The fact that I didn't accomplish it is a testament to that. But I treat it like it's a sophisticated search engine because if I can say, do X, Y, and Z, or find me this and tell me this, it saves me all the time of digging through the articles in Google. It's like the new Google Foo.